The wildebeest inhabit the grassy plains and open woodlands of southern, central, and eastern Africa. There are several races of wildebeest, also called gnu. The ones you see here today are the white-bearded wildebeest and are the species that forms the largest herd of wildebeest to inhabit the Serengeti. Today, it is estimated that 1.5 million white-bearded wildebeest live in the Serengeti. As a result, the Serengeti wildebeest migration is one of the largest land mammal migrations on Earth, second only to the Mongolian gazelle. Migration involves a clockwise route through northern Tanzania and southern Kenya. The wildebeest are continually on the move in search of favorable supplies of grass and water. With flexible lips, the wildebeest is well adapted for taking big bites of short grass. They also have nostrils equipped with flaps that help to filter out dust created while they are on the move. Weighing between 140 to 275 kilograms, or 308 to 606 pounds, the wildebeest is the sixth largest of Africa's 71 antelope species. Somewhat oddly proportioned, the wildebeest's body mass is concentrated in the upper torso and thick neck. The hind quarter is slender, and their legs are rather spindly. Both male and female possess horns and a white beard that runs the length of their stocky neck. Despite having similar appearances, territorial males stand out amongst a herd primarily because of their behavior. Wildebeest are noisy creatures. Bulls have a variety of loud vocalizations ranging from explosive snorts to moans. The gestation period for the wildebeest is 8.5 months, at which time a single offspring is produced. Babies can stand within 3 to 7 minutes after birth. The wildebeest is the fastest hoofed mammal to get to its feet, with the record being 3 minutes after birth. After birth, calves stay close to their mothers to avoid getting lost or preyed upon. Within days, they are capable of moving as fast as the adults and are able to keep up with the herd.